Hey guys, so your partner doesn't want to remortgage. I'm Brad Legerwood and this is Property Rant. So basically you've got a partner, you want to move ahead, you want to race ahead and do it. They don't want to move ahead quite as quick. Maybe they don't want to remortgage the house. How do you find a middle ground? How do you actually invest, but satisfy their risk aversion or their reasons for not wanting to invest? And there's a couple of things that I do. So first of all, obviously communicate. Definitely 100% have to do that. It's not a case of one running off and doing the other. The principle that I talk about is the principle of a five-year loan. So what I do, rather than being this infinitesimal, we're going to borrow money and we're never going to pay it back, what I will do is I'll sit there and I'll say, right, we're borrowing this money for a period of 5 years, okay? And you know, if you look at what it's going to cost over 5 years, so the plan is that we will pay it back within 5 years. And when you do that, it gives a definitive end to that. Now, the reality is over that 5 years, what tends to happen is the other partner gets highly organized and educated and actually realizes that that's not a problem having that debt there because it's secured against another asset, and that asset most likely has gone up in value and made a return on income, so actually it's been okay. The key here is getting that principle right. So basically just as if you were taking a personal loan, work it out on an interest rate, so whatever your mortgage rate is, work that out, and that plus the interest has to be paid back in 5 years' time. And when you approach it like that, yeah, and when you go into the new investment, whether it be property or whatever, the reality is you go into that investment and then you make sure that that's gonna make you enough to pay back that. And when you do, things tend to settle down. Now that's the first thing. The other side of it is this. What I tend to find in any partnership, I know with Arlene, my wife, is the same, whereas, for instance, I may want to race ahead, she's a bit more conservative, so she'll be wanting to slow things down. And you know what the interesting thing is that when you first start out, that's the way, generally, and I'll say the guy will want to race off and the girl want to, be secure, security, all that sort of stuff. The reality is it doesn't have to be, it can be the other way around. But what happens after some time, and if you do it properly, is all of a sudden, the wife then wants to go streaks ahead, and the guy tends to sit back and let it all happen. And certainly if you're working with someone like my company, then we're going to do it all for you. So actually, the husband or the one that wanted to race off at the start actually can kick back and relax and enjoy themselves, because our whole thing is about set and forget. Our whole thing is about you not having the time to do it yourself. And if that's you, then obviously give us a call, because that's something that we do very well and we've been doing for a lot of years. Look, if you want to get involved, you want to do everything, that's fine. Okay, absolutely fine. Find a company that will support you or a team around you that will support you to do that. But look, in terms of the partner, you've got to start off and you've got to find a way to convince them, and it may be small steps, it may take some time. You may have to get highly educated and then pass some of that educated on. But look, don't give up, because the outcome that you will get long-term in this is far worth any issues, any discussions that you might have with your partner. I would say arguments, because they probably are. But the reality is, you've got to deal with that. You have to get around that. And obviously, as a partnership, you've got to come to a decision that works for both parties. The five-year, or the principle of a five-year loan, absolutely fantastic. Use it many, many times with many, many clients. And, it gives that level of comfort, especially when you can show that the money's coming from here, it's going there, it's not actually being spent, it's still in a capital appreciating asset. And that's one of the keys here. But then understanding how partners change, and the partner will be fast at the start, slow down, slow at the start, speed up. Understanding those dynamics really helps get things moving along. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.